Bear D&D. I'm kinda scared, kinda afraid for my life, to be honest. What the fuck was that? Jesus Christ.
It's the end game.
It is the end game. To recap the end game. Blood Goblins, you got their support and you got this weird necklace thing that you basically forgot about, but you still have on you. That's for William's side. I've got a little army of Blood Goblins on your side. Hunter Boy, refuge, hurt, badly, suffering, fire scene. From a shelter, they were forcing him to fuck all the time. It was unbearable.
Yeah, definitely.
Hunter went there and saved him. So now the fire saint is gonna battle with them. Not only that, Sven found Pippi and Harry to battle with them, which are the other two missing devils.
From the seven, we are five right now, so...
Yep.
No, we are six too. Elden has...
Elden got a new spur.
Spur!
And that makes him a little more powerful, as is everybody in the end game. You gathered up into Shug's Mama Tavern, which actually probably has a normal name, but nobody knows what it is.
Sugar Mama goes there, so it's Sugar Mama's Tavern.
Well, of course that is. You discussed it, the plan for fucking the gods up, and now you're setting off to do that. We're skipping to the next day. You're flying towards the air, towards the gods. As everything is happening, give me one quick perception check.
And let's begin with the bullshit.
Yay! Perception check.
Perception check.
20. Oh, 21. Wow, okay. You basically see everything. around the sky below you, because you're real fucking high up, you see this huge army of the Golden Kingdom, huge army. You can, actually, all over the world, armies of the Golden Kingdom are going up against the gods. So the war is fucking starting, boys. You hear explosions, you hear death, you hear screams.
You hear death.
You hear...
All you know is that there are a couple of mini armies behind you, flying towards the sky, going to fuck up some shit. You see a couple of godchilds bombing down and starting to fight the armies. You hear a couple of guys from the Raw Blacksmith that are having this these battle horns ready for battle, starting to fuck with the godchilds. You know, they all have little boots with wings on them. That's how they fly. So everything that's going on right now is a air battle. So they're flying all over the place, killing each other. But you're just straight up for that fucking god, baby.
Which one? Let's roll a d4.
you tell me.
Yeah, let's roll a d4. So one is for Sorton, so we don't want a one. Anton and Kesu, 2 and 3. 4 is reroll. Oh wait, 6 is too much. 4, okay. 3, so we're going for Kesu first.
Okay, shit, the most powerful boy from the start.
We're going for Anton first.
We're going for Anton. Oh, shit, was it Kesu the most powerful one?
Yeah, he's like...
I thought it was Sarko.
No. Kesu is like one of the two more... Yeah. Like the Zeus, yeah.
Yeah, Antrim.
Yeah, Antrim.
It was basically fucking 2. Yeah, there it is. 2.
Two all along. So you head up for Antrim.
Clicking 3, 3, 3, 4, 3, 2.
There we go.
Oh, finally.
You fly up in the sky you see in front of you this army of electric elementals who are riding these a bunch of lagoons with horses on them. But the lagoons are battle lagoons, baby. They're bows on the side, there are cannons on the side. They're flying
the cannons on the side.
On the lagoon, that's right.
Jesus.
Can we like go back to clean room and start over?
So you hear a thunder, a mighty fucking thunder striking the air. The goblin guys and the golem guys start battling the army. You see that Harry is going down that shit and helping out the army. Boys, you're booking up for that shit, but unfortunately there are a few godchats in this bitch. You were going to roll a quick initiative on this, but Sven and Pepe fly out and Sven goes to and go, boys, we're gonna take them on. You just rush on up and kill that motherfucker.
You're gonna take shit.
You're gonna eat shit a lot, but thanks. Bye!
And the fire saint goes, well, might as well kill the boys. I heard the Pippi had a big old dog, you know, might take advantage of that, who knows. He just jumps off, you know, arms up in the air.
Why are the saints so fucking retarded?
Useless.
You hear this huge explosion goes from his body and he starts flying off in the guard children.
Okay, maybe
fighting.
Also useless. Damn, I got a leather that.
And now, because this palace has unraveled before you. Palace that looks like an old Roman building. You see a bunch of naked people running around. They're running away from the battle. And you see Andrum in all of his fucking glory. He looks like the classic Roman god. He has a little
that thing.
From us, that shit that you have when you get a weapon. You know, guys? Yeah? That was.
He has like a little skirt that is made from metal. He has a little
skirt made from metal.
Yeah.
This is painful.
Yikes. Yeah. And he's basically all naked. Apart from the skirt.
Why everything has to be naked?
You know, maybe he had a rope at some point, but he just ditched it somewhere. So
he decided he's going to be naked.
In the middle of this palace that has a beautiful artwork all around of Andrew fucking people over. And he's sitting there, a thunder in hand, looking fierce at you.
Fuck you. Like, imagine.
Yeah, this was the thing I said to him.
Wow.
See, Andrum is there, and Andrum is, he knows that you're probably gonna try to fuck him, and he knows.
Yeah, not like I dealt him that the first time we met.
Well.
Just look who's fucking here, buddy, what's happening?
Yeah, that's the voice.
For real?
Yeah, that's what I had to go through.
I thought Iron was shit. Sorry, Iron.
No, this is the shit.
And I'm here, I'm ready to battle. I mean, retard shit, haha, let's initiate him.
Fuck you, haha. 20.
So right now you're Eldon, Penny.
Person.
Ooh, Penny has a 20.
So Penny's after me.
Eldon has a 18. 18.
I have Penny as well.
Oh, Hunter is first, you know.
Hunter is first, you know.
But then it's Eldon.
Eldon. Percy is 16. So that.
Oh shit,
you're yeah. And with a 24, it's Andrew.
Ooh.
God, I'm fucking
him. No, I'm not.
He's first.
Well, my clones, 3 and 4. And Igor, 7.
No, so the clones are on your go.
It's oh, like, shit. Like
and your turn was?
18.
You know what? I'm kind of glad that he does that.
Okay, not so many.
Andrew, William.
Benny, Eldon, Hunter, at the same number.
Percy.
And Igor.
Somebody else?
Igor.
Where the fuck is Igor?
He's 7.
Okay.
Well, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, we're fucking done with the initiative. Fandrum is first. Fuck you.
Hell yeah, he is. Andrew is first and he goes, well, you know, I'm gonna go easy on you guys. Honestly, you look like a bunch of chumps. I'm gonna be on, what are you, level 8?
William failed that.
You know, there are like 20 levels.
Yeah, but our dungeon master is a piece of shit and forgot to tell us that we leveled up a few times.
Yeah.
After a few battles.
No, it happened.
Yeah, fuck you.
Honestly, he's probably a great guy.
Bitch.
So he. Wow, what the fuck?
Some skills, bro.
So he with a. Oh, what the fuck? Throws, you know, just a couple of thunders your way. Which are for 24, Hunter. 28, William, which is actually. Whoa, shit, a crit.
I need to go to my girlfriend, you know, guys, so. Yeah. I'm just gonna fucking leave it. Bye.
A little emotional support.
And, catch homeboy, no worries.
And with a 15 for Penny, but Penny dodges out of the fucking way, Buckles.
Yeah, fuck you!
So.
Penny failed that.
What, we're now a fucking The Walking Dead ripoff?
Probably.
The damage on that is. That's a. Shit, 18, Bucko?
That's 88, fucker.
No, that's 9.
Yeah. So Andrew throws one thunder at that. Penny does a little split in the air. She dodges that shit with style, goddammit. Hunter's thunder comes flashing at you, but you start running towards Andrew, and it kind of just scrapes by your body for 9 damage. What's 9 damage between a god and a saint, right?
What's 9 damage?
And then there's Willow who just ate it.
Willow got a. That's a 27. That's nothing, man.
Yeah, from 88 minus 27, 61. I'm back to my previous max HP.
What was like a more powerful thunder than normal flies into William's chest. William experiences great pain, but he doesn't fucking care because he continues to look at Andrew straight at the fucking eyes, and he's telling him he's gonna fuck him up. Now, Andrew, he's gonna do one little thing.
Bro! Bro!
After that.
You know what, let's scrap that. What was it, Kessel? Let's go to him.
Maybe switch up the boss.
Well, if Kessel is the most powerful guy, imagine the struggle with him.
So he attacks us, then a legendary action. Remember what legendary action after that? We're left in 1 HP and you know what? Another legendary action.
Penny and Eldon have to do a little constitution save because he targets them. He his left hand detaches. You see that there is lightning around the split where his hand attaches, and his hand starts rushing towards Penny and Eldon, who are kind of grouped up so they can use their attack, their powerful up shit. So fuck, what happens? That's a constitution saving throw for both of them. That's a 5 for Eldon. Oh, and a 6 for Penny.
Disaster.
Oh, what a pity.
What a pity.
So his hand turns into a net made of electric energy. Sparks fly off into the air in this
doesn't sound so bad.
Blue thunder drops on top of them.
Sounds bad.
Now they're kinda paralyzed for a couple of turns.
A couple of turns! What the fuck, dude?
Well, someone is going to get the dick.
After the episode, yeah.
And Andrew doesn't want the room. Nah, I'm just fucking with you this time. That's Andrew's turn, baby. I just, you know, a little something.
Well, it's me, and I'm gonna use my quirky ability to try to confuse him.
Oh yeah.
About our quirky ability.
About our quirky abilities, Hunter. We don't know what Hunter is, but William.
I told you. No, actually.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it was a massive year.
Yeah, I know what it is. You spoiled it, motherfucker. God damn. But William's shit. William has trained himself into being a huge fucking asshole.
Huge fucking asshole.
So he uses a bonus action and you start screaming towards Andrew.
No, not the screaming. I was thinking about talking to him, just trying to confuse him. That's shit.
But you can put some strength behind your words. You see this black energy sinking out from your teeth. Can you say to Andrew,
Donkey doesn't have a name.
And you see, we concentrate on Andrew's lips, and Andrew goes, oh shit.
No, I knew I should have used it here.
Next attack that Andrew makes is with disadvantage.
Okay.
That's your bonus action, your action.
Oh, cannonball. Using the fucking cannon. 18.
Okay. 18, that does not hit.
17?
17 does not!
Action search!
Okay.
Just to see what if I'm gonna hit. Ooh. A crit!
Yeah, that hits. Maybe.
20.
20 hits as well.
So 20. Okay. now. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some struggles.
Wait, a crit.
What do I get actually from like this month of training and stuff? Do I get some bonuses?
The levels, cutie pie.
What about my short sword?
So, oh yeah, shit, buckle. Yeah. You were, tell me what the fuck you're doing. Tell me what the fuck you're doing, and I'm gonna do that.
That's 54 damage.
Oh, okay, I'm just gonna. 54.
Yeah, 54.
Woo! Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. That's, with the cannon.
Yep.
So as Andrew goes, oh shit, this huge cannonball flies towards and into his fucking face. You see now he has no face, but it regenerates with the electricity.
There's another one.
Oh shit, that kind of fucking hurt. Another one goes into his fucking face again. That's the crit. He goes, oh you stupid bitch. 54 damage, motherfucker.
Now it's let's see. Penny. Then it's
Penny is a bit of a paralyzed.
Then it's Eldon. Well, fuck me. It's Hunter. Yeah, let's go.
And he's close.
Hunter.
Hunter.
You may know Hunter. Oh, bro. Hunter all of a sudden remembers all his training with shorts. The training with the short sword that he did all throughout the playthrough. And he he realizes that now he has what, plus one to hit.
I'm gonna check.
Well, that's the kind of book chair.
Bro, English motherfucker.
Suck my dick.
That is too perfect to get it even. This peak entertainment right here, baby.
Not only this.
Oh, funny shit, so what are you doing?
That's not me. You're gonna be my plus one, buddy.
A whole month of training.
Oh, god damn.
Equals one.
No,
plus
no,
one.
The your whole training throughout the countless months
said,
that we've been playing.
I said this one month. This one month of training work level.
Yeah, for sure it is.
Suck my fucking.
I will, buddy, I will.
Oh my god.
So.
Okay, I'm losing my fear.
Okay. That's a bonus action too. You can do that shit 3 times a day, and William can do the spilling out shit all the time as a bonus action. So, Hunter has mastered, maybe a little too much, but definitely into that sixth sense shit.
Yeah, he's about to fuck with you so fucking much.
So
now.
he concentrates his aura on one particular feeling, which is exactly fuck you, Androm.
Exactly.
Androm, for a quick second, kind of trembles a little bit. And now he has to give me a wisdom saving throw. Now for that bitch, I'm gonna say that bitch is real fucking powerful, which is a 18 DC that he has to beat, which is like a lot. Shit, that's what did I say? Wisdom?
Yep.
Yeah. Of course it is. That's a 11.
Woo!
Our boy fails, so he's feared for his next turn, which means he will try to run away from you or do something, but not attack.
Hey, can I use my sneak attack?
Yeah. That was your bonus action.
Okay.
So... your sneak attack.
13 D6s just for me.
I mean, sneak attack, you're gonna go invisible, you're gonna give me a stealth check, something. You can just, you cannot just sneak attack.
Okay, I'm just gonna give you a stealth check.
Okay.
That's plus 17 and D20. Oh, shit, 21. And I got 4.
No, wait, it's 10. It's 30.
No.
31.
Still.
And 17, yeah. 27 is because you can't do.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Under 10.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Cannot drop
under 10.
Less than 10. Whoa, what the fuck? That's
27.
Yeah, that's 27.
Yeah, 20. Wow. Well, I'm gonna be real honest with you.
Sneak.
Androm is a bit startled by your fuck you to him, he goes, buddy, I've got eyes everywhere in this temple. So if you want a sneak attack, you gotta go past 30, baby. You're not sneaking attacking,
what?
Baby.
What?
You can't sneak.
What did you just say? I think I did hear. What the fuck did you just say?
You cannot sneak. No!
Chew the fuck up!
You can still go invisible 3 times a fucking day.
And that's a 6 check.
I mean,
no,
sure
invisible is not 6. Hiding my aura is 6.
Yeah.
I don't need to, right?
No, you need to. Dude, he's a fucking god.
Yeah, a fierce one.
I mean, stealth attack is more of a skin notice. Well, why not one? Hey, well, he got a 3, but still.
Well, I'm doing shit right now.
You can still try regular attack.
Fuck.
Yeah, but there are 3. You to
if I miss, no one hit.
You can still try it.
No, yeah. It's worth a try. That is
29.
What? 20 fucking 9. Yeah, that hits, you stupid bastard.
Oof. 2 more attack. Not 20. And a miss.
Okay.
That's
10 and 10.
It's another one.
No, it's
double. Yeah, it's
double. Yeah, man, double. They're both 10. I got 1 on 2 d6s. Like, check that.
1.
Well, it happens, I guess.
Yeah, to me every fucking time.
Okay, who is now?
Oh shit, Percy.
Okay. Give it to me quick, baby.
Not 9 dice. Oh, wow. That's pretty good. 7.
Yeah, 7 misses.
Ah, wow, an 18.
18, that's a miss, buddy.
It's Igor.
Oh, it's Igor. So Percy tries to hit Andrew, but unfortunately fails both times. But just before that, maybe he forgot to grab it. I don't know. Our boy Hunter clones himself. Now he has 2 other clones apart from himself. He starts running towards Andrew. His clones try to disappear. He tries to hide his aura, to hide maybe a little bit. He does not manage, you know. Andrew knows where the fuck you are, but you do not care because you're too fucking cool for school.
Too cool for school.
And you hit him. All of your clones actually hit him. One of them, you know what I'm saying. So you and your clone just kind of slash him from both opposite sides. And now he has a few wounds on his stomach for that's a 20-something damage. 20 damage. Percy misses both shit, and Igor
hits with a not fucking twin!
Oh, goddamn, boy!
Isn't that the first time he actually gets something?
Yeah, and for a 10 damage.
4, 2, plus 4.
Well, still something, I guess.
And then it's that bitch boy again, man.
Oh god.
And I don't
Here it comes.
Whoa, Buckles, you don't know shit,
hey,
I guess.
Hey, I forgot pom points.
Let's pretend we did it.
maybe on this turn. Andrew looks at both of you and goes, well, fuckers, I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run now.
Yeah, he's feared.
Well, he's feared.
And confused at the same time.
So he goes, shit, fuck me, please save me. And you see this thunder chick. Thunder chick that appears from thunder. He has this huge fucking tits. Huge ass normal body. It looks kind of fucking weird, to be honest. With a 24 for initiative.
With Andrew.
With Andrew, okay. So she's next. And he pops her ass and goes, can you please save me? And hides into a corner, I guess. So he does not attack, he doesn't do shit. And his turn ends and his fear disappears. And this chick, she's a simple mind hoe. He has only 2 attacks. Goes with a real punch to the face for Hunter, for one of Hunter's clones actually, with a 19. Whoa, fuck. And a 14, she misses both times. She starts fucking with the clones, but you jump around. She's real fucking confused. And now, it is Willem, and what are you gonna do?
Miss both times! Does a 14 hit the chick?
No.
The 13?
Well. The 13 does not hit the chick. So you miss both times, you just swing your great sword.
Yep.
A bunch, and that's that!
Pop my arrow thingy in afterwards, before I forget.
Yeah, you hit a little arrow going, fuck him up! And now we have arrow shit. Who's
Penny and Elton scratch them from me.
Yeah, we skipped them!
It's Hunter.
Hunter, who is hiding his aura.
Okay, trying to hide his aura.
19.
A 21!
Well, I have advantage.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, you can try, but you cannot succeed. Can you?
No,
that's
more.
A 20! God damn. Not 20.
No, 24. 24.
Okay, 24. Yeah. Still beats it. You hide your aura. And what the fuck happened?
What
the fuck?
Guys, no shit. Help me, you know what's going on.
Yo, bro. Roll me that damage. Give it to me. Oh, shit.
No,
man. The dog is great. It's just doggy shit.
That drum is about to take 62 damage to the ass. No, actually, that's 93. No, it's 124 damage. Yeah, 124. Yeah, to the ass.
How much damage is that?
124 damage.
124.
No! That drum is about to take it, just to be clear.
No, that's a lot!
Oh wait!
Oh yeah, you have smite.
Smite, bro.
And it's double.
Yeah, it's fucking smite, yo. Yeah,
it's double, bro.
Double smite, bro.
I need to open up my calculator.
Did I get some?
What the fuck?
124. 4 plus.
15, that's 139 damage.
Yeah, plus 2 sevens because of your clones.
No, I just said it.
Plus
2,
but yeah.
153.
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay.
Mass.
Wow. So Andrew is there, right?
Andrew is there.
And now he's not. Hunter tries to disappear, he tries to hide his aura but fails. He uses his advantage and fucking succeeds. He hides himself and he turns invisible into this great armor that he possesses from the raw guild. Raw boys, you disappear. All your clones disappear, and all of a sudden, they appear. One in the back of his neck. One in the middle of his stomach. And you, the real hunter,
the real one,
in between his fucking balls. Stabbing him with the sword,
you know
what it is. You fucking know what it is. The same thing. You need to pop that shit in.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're using his power against him. You use yours might a bunch of fucking sharks start circling around. You know, they appear from his throat, stomach, and balls, and the three of them simultaneously bite his dick off.
One of them goes into his ass.
It's a man or someone?
Hunter, do you want to give Andrew a little smooch or?
No, fine, not now.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, right before I go.
So I guess Hunter just smells a little bit, and Andrew goes, fuck.
Oh shit.
He coughs up a little bit of this strange purple liquid, probably blood, we don't know. And
again, with
you,
the purple?
You see his chest opens a little bit.
Oh, no.
And there is purple sphere that's in there. He's holding himself to the chest and going, oh, fuck.
Should we use the sword now and trap him or continue on pushing to damage him?
Well, if can we, like,
it's a one
hit him if we trap him?
No, I don't think so. One kill sword. I mean,
one kill sword, but you can only use it once.
Yep. Same.
Well, if maybe I can absorb his power, we have better chances with the other gods, because I don't know how it works.
Yeah, but
with the other gods.
Yeah, but if we kill him, you can absorb it then. In the sword, he's trapped.
Yeah. Well, what if we just damage this sphere with our own swords?
Yeah, I mean
Percy is going to do the job.
The thing is, only you two can do damage to his soul.
Yeah, but if we continue to, I mean, Igor and Percy, for now, if they continue to damage him, it won't close up, right?
No, it won't close up until his turn has passed. Basically, the next turn, he's just gonna hold his shit. You don't know what the fuck he's going to do, but it's gonna close after you hit. It's gonna stay open for that.
Well, so this not 21, do I fucking use?
Thunder Chick, baby. She's
Thunder Chick, okay.
And
so
she's
no,
being a fucking hoe, to be real honest with you. You know, maybe she deserves it.
22 damage.
Wow, okay.
So, we go to Igor.
And Igor does. So Andrew is sitting there. You've seen basically his soul in the middle of his chest. Percy goes for Thunder Chick, 22 damage. Fuck.
Nah,
that's
four.
A crit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He scratches her real fucking honest.
Yikes. Igor misses.
Well, what are you gonna do?
So it's Thunder Chick because he's having a heart attack, Andrew.
His turn does not skip. He's still doing shit. Of course he is. Just now he has this huge gaping hole.
Which probably I don't know, makes him like kind of a disadvantage.
does it? Yeah, but is he still confused?
It was only for his next attack. Yeah,
he is confused. So disadvantage.
Disadvantage, yeah.
Can we get the disadvantage from that?
You cannot.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We should Google it.
So he goes, he whips out a thunder, but now that his soul is open, the thunder is actually more powerful. The thunder goes
well,
a little,
but he has a disadvantage.
Goes
so
a little purple, and he throws it straight at William for 28 or 13. He misses. He misses with a 13.
Disadvantage. Yeah.
That's a disadvantage. Throws a second thunder at our boy Hunter, 11 and 23, but 11. 11. He misses once again. He goes, oh man, not my turn. And it is indeed her, but firstly, Andrew.
Oh my god, not again.
Throws a bunch of electric spheres all around you that are going to do short damage when you attack. What's gonna be that short damage, you do not know. And we zoom on Andrew's face and goes, oh man, I really need a smoke break right now. Fuck!
Fuck you.
Yeah, we're gonna come back in a while.
So So I'm sitting there. Barbecue sauce on my face.
No, wait. Imagine like driving a car
with barbecue sauce.
With barbecue.
Day. So hey, 18 Beer D&D. I don't know if you heard of it. It's a really fun podcast.
Do you hear that?
Who the fuck is speaking? What the fuck?
They make this little dumb joke at the middle of the every fucking episode.
Sounds quality.
Yeah. They make a little ad in the middle of their
Never
episode.
Never shut the fuck
even
up.
Even though you already listening to the episode, right? Fucking bullshit. What's that about? I don't know. All I know is that it's gonna continue happening into the last fucking episode, motherfuckers.
So
that's it.
What episode? What?
Into the last episode.
Where are we?
We're gonna continue this shit.
What shit? What fuck are you talking
ATV
about?
Yeah. Beautiful, glorious, and you have a bunch of spurs.
bunch of spurs?
No. Andrew goes, well, you know, maybe actually a smoke break didn't help that much, to be real honest, but whose turn is it?
It's that bitch's turn.
That bitch, the Thunderhole?
The Thunderhole, yeah.
I like the sounding of that,
Thunderhole. Thunderhole, yeah, Thunderhole.
Sounds really good, yeah.
Thunderhole goes for a 13 for Hunter and a 22 for Hunter, which does hit, 22.
Yeah, he's 20.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, you have your Saint shit, remember?
Yeah.
Okay. And she does a little damage of 17, simple and clean.
Which is
fist
actually
of
eight.
The ass.
Which is actually
8,
yes.
Yes, 8 fist of the arm, maybe like 3 fingers of the ass. How's that sound, huh?
3 fingers of the
arm. Sure, sounds good. I mean, I see it sounds good, so it does. And now it's...
Draws to me. It's a
me. It's a William, god fucking damn it, go for it.
With the... which one should I use? The cannon with the 3d10s or the great sword with the d12?
I mean, maybe with the gray sword, it's you can hit better.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 25, so yeah. With the cannon, just to be sure that I kill him.
Okay.
And that's a crit after all.
Whoa, shit. Okay.
Fuck.
Okay.
So 9 dice again.
53. Motherfucker. Okay. Goddamn.
That's another 53. Last time was a 53 as well.
54.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, the cannon is consistent this time.
Goddamn, bro.
For that bitch Andrew.
Yeah, he takes it up into his soul. You see this bitch, this sphere inside of him cracking like fucking crazy. It cracks a little bit and it closes. And he goes, oh shit, that was bad, bro.
And now it's Benny Eldon.
Oh yeah, you get 10 sure damage, motherfucker.
51.
Oh god.
And you attack the 2-tap, right?
41.
Yeah. So the electric spheres around you just like zap you a little bit.
Yeah, for 20 damage, yeah.
Zap that ass on fire, baby.
So from 61 to 41 in one turn, yeah.
But his shit is fucking cracked. No, Mugaboy, Hunter, right?
No, it's Benny.
Benny. Benny, what it looks like, maybe a couple more turns, but they're still trapped under that shit.
It's you.
Yeah, it's me.
We go past Benny and
I'm gonna...
It's a legendary action.
It's a legendary action, motherfucker. Which is basically 2 extra attacks, but still. 22 for our little cute Panther boy.
22.
Yeah, does it hit? Sure does.
Yeah, it does hit.
And a 12 for Willem, which does not hit.
A middle finger for you.
That's a 14 damage for you.
7 damage.
So Andrew goes, now you've done it, you stupid bitches. Throws a bunch of thunder, only one of them hits, and hits like half-assed hit, you know? Because Panther is just that fucking good, I guess.
Great accuracy, buddy.
So Hunter now is hiding his aura once again, and maybe Hunter is not hiding his aura.
Maybe 16, he doesn't.
No, Hunter does not. Maybe Hunter can throw his one of those blinding knives.
Yeah, that's a whole action though.
Which
so what's that, buddy?
13.
13. 13 misses.
Fuck. What else can I do?
So you throw a little knife at him and he just kind of slaps it around and goes, what the fuck are you doing, man? Jesus Christ.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Like more of a challenge. What the fuck? You are my saint. Couldn't you do better? I mean, let's not
count the 105th damage.
Yeah, let's not count that.
I can't do anything else, right? Can't I?
So now we've got.
Can I drink her water?
You cannot.
Fuck.
Yeah, we have person shit. Fuck. Yep. And nothing from person. 7-11. 7-11. Yeah.
That's alone. And who's it now?
It's Igor.
Yeah, it's Igor, okay.
Who the fuck are you waiting on me?
I mean, I don't know who it is. I'm just a dumb boy, motherfucker.
No, actually, Igor is going to his fire.
Okay, which is a dext of how much?
16.
Strength is dexterity. Okay.
Dexterity.
16, which means it's only 18. So this bitch says, but he still takes half damage, so give me that, I guess, you know.
Takes 15 damage.
Well, 15 damage is still 15 damage, I guess.
Yeah.
So fuck off. Who is now?
Andrew.
Andrew, you say. Andrew decides to. Oh, Bucko, you take 10 damage?
That's why? I didn't hit shit.
But if you attack, that's 10 sure damage. AKA, you cannot make that shit a fight. That's just a 10 damage. That bitch zaps your goddamn ass. He attacks with a 22 for William and a with 15 for Hunter. William?
2 doesn't hit, baby.
Yo, Bucko, shit.
23 AC.
Shit! Okay, goddamn. So he does a little. Dexterity? No, fuck. What was that? Constitution saving throw. That's right. For Percy and Igor. Because his arm flies off the goddamn handle.
20.
And he tries to trap them. Okay, 20.
5.
25. Well, boys. Unfortunately.
We don't do shit, right?
And now Percy and Igor are indeed trapped.
20 doesn't fucking beat it. They're fucking kidding me. Look at it, motherfucker! Look at it!
No, show it to him!
But,
20!
Penny and Elton are free, I guess.
Yeah, we're skipping like 2 useless fucks for another 2 useless fucks.
And now, who is it now, motherfucker?
It's the bitch with him.
Thunderhoe. Fuck yeah. Crit! Thunderhoe crits!
I just think.
So William, you're taking that deck. For shit. What was that dice? That's 21. Only 21.
20 hit points.
And dead next round, you know.
So she stands slapping your ass around and he goes. She does not speak. But if she could speak, she'd go. Who is the Thunderhole now, huh? but since she cannot, she spells it out in the air. And now.
It's me, but I'm super confused if I would want to attack or not.
Well,
with the mighty 20 HP, second wind, what was it?
It's a bonus action, so it might work.
Second wind.
Yeah, it's your fighter level, I'm pretty sure.
14, okay, I mean, 34, at least I'll survive another round.
So you flex real goddamn hard and heal for 14. And then
miss with the greatsword and hit with the greatsword, which is a mighty 15.
You're a saint shit, right? Not saint shit.
Irish shit.
Okay, well. That's damage, guys. What's happening now? Apart from
Penny and Eldon.
William is wreaking some goddamn ass. Oh yeah, and of course, Penny and Eldon. Give both little 2 attacks of they're kinda, they're definitely more buff now. Especially Eldon, now that he has like Kurt Spear.
Kurt Spear.
Well, 13 misses for him, but Penny, 23, Penny hits, and does that, which she does. Bro, that's humble 13, and you know what? That's good 13, I guess.
Exploding damage.
Yo, fuck.
We have to remember it.
I mean, her armor exploded?
Arrows.
And arrows is okay, 12. Which is more than you think.
He just said that.
53 and 54. 153.
Then the last 2 times. Okay, I'm sorry. So,
that's right.
Eldon goes to stab that motherfucker, but he moves out of the way. And as he moves out of the way, the exploding arrow from Penny hits his fucking ass, and it's 21 damage. Who's not going to give it to Bucks?
Hunter, it's you.
Yeah, it's me. Hey,
Curify.
Maybe. No, I gotta fear him again.
Yep.
Because there is no other chant or whatever.
Okay.
So I'm fearing him again.
Okay, that's Wisdom 18?
Yeah.
That's a 20. He's not fear. He's one fearless boy. And now?
Okay, I can use advantage twice a day. So I'm probably gonna try holding my aura.
Please?
16, bro. Give it to me. A 10.
Yes!
A 10. Whoa.
Yes!
Whoa, you hide that aura, motherfucker.
Oh, the damage again.
Wow.
Let me whip out the calculator.
Jesus fucking Christ. Well,
well. Let me whip out the calculator again. Not the calendar, calculator.
Write down 57.
57 plus 28 two times.
Yeah, 22 times.
Plus 28. Then a smite.
Yeah, smite once again.
Of course. Yeah. Two smites. Sure AKA are six smites. Fuck!
15
plus, let's say at 8. Plus 8, which is 144 damage.
Oh, can it 44?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, wow.
Almost 300 damage, just by me.
You're one OP boy, what do you want me to say?
There are 400 damage to combine the two of them. I mean, that's more damage that we've dealt to this fucker than the whole campaign.
Yes, my god!
Shut the fuck up!
So, you stab that bitch in his goddamn back. Actually, let's describe this shit a little more. This time, you disappear, appear again.
Appear again.
But you appear again in the air, but you're so fucking fast, he cannot dodge the of the goddamn way he tries.
The god of speed cannot dodge me!
That's right, baby, he tries to dodge, but he dodges right into the short sword of one of your clonings. Clones?
clones?
Whatever.
Then the other clone fucking drops on him, stabs him towards the back, and you do this great fucking slash. Sharks pop out of the way, rip through his fucking guts, and you see his chest open once again. And there appears this almost fully cracked purple shit.
Almost fully cracked.
That's 10 short damage, you stupid hoe.
19, by the way.
Yeah, you're 19 now, shut the fuck up.
And that's whose turn?
It's his turn.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Let's see if I die here. Let's see if we both die here.
He goes, oh, you mighty fucking bitches. We're gonna kill now. 21.
No, I have 21 actually. Does
people. Oh, fuck. And a 15 for Willem. So he draws two huge thunders. He snaps his fingers and the chick disappears. The thunder hole disappears. Make me both fucking dexterity save throws. And Eldon and Penny will make them as well. For which Eldon fails, Penny fails too.
18,
okay.
Wait, does it work with my
dexterity?
Yeah.
You just look at this little bit.
Okay, just 25.
Well, shit. So only Eldon and Penny failed. Shit. So they take full damage. Y'all. They just yeah, right. Which is what is
no, I'm alive.
Yeah.
I'm barely alive.
That's 13.
Sure is.
That's 8.
Wait, that's 13 damage I take.
That's 8 HP I have!
Well now that's 6 HP I have!
So you gotta be careful with your next attack because these spheres are gonna fucking kill you. So I guess you better make it count.
It's my turn.
Yeah,
with the shows. cannon, with the 26.
So Andrum does that shit. The thunderhole, the energy from the thunderhole goes into the fingertips of Andrum, and he just finger guns you a little thunder all the goddamn way. Eldon and Penny are kind of real hurt. You both, you were already hurt. Now you've got these mortal wounds.
Hunter,
yo.
Save me now because I smell something very familiar.
You're deaf.
Now it's William's turn. And William.
Yeah, that's what I smell. 9 dice rolls. The third time, but a crit and 20 something. So let's make it count, buddy. 68 damage.
68.
Passing out. Directly after that, passing out.
So that's 20 short damage.
Yep.
From the thunder shit. So you start running towards boy. Towards this boy. Your both attack hit, right?
Yep.
You sure fucking do. Slash him. You slash your way through his body. You kind of scrape the purple orb and you stab. Your clean looking sword because you are in Devil Iron OP mode. Black and purple energy starts flying around. And Iron goes, fuck yeah, goddamn, he fucking got the dick boy, yeah. The sphere fucking spurges out of existence, and this boy is goddamn dead. But as he disappears, the spheres disappear, and they zap you one last time.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, that's one last fuck you from Andrew. And you're passed out.
Yeah.
But he is passed out too, he's actually dead. Well, goddamn,
he's not actually dead.
He is actually dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Can I absorb his power around?
You see this thunder speed looking fastish power around
fastish
him.
Fastish power.
you can sure try to.
I want to get revived first.
Okay, just first revive that guy.
I mean, Benny gives you a little potion.
Yep.
Now Percy and Igor are free again. That's fuck. What are your potions again? I don't remember.
Meteor. 84
plus 4.
Yeah,
it's the middle.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna check.
Yeah, check it, because I don't remember shit.
84 plus 8 is like the shit that you have.
Yep.
Okay.
That's some quality shit. So you heal up for that.
24.
And you have book up. Give me Arcana check. Let's see. Can you sense this motherfucker? Can you sense this energy? Can you absorb it? Can you become even more goddamn powerful?
7. Can you use it then?
Yeah.
7 again!
Oh, that's 2 7s!
Well, that's 14 if you look at it.
So you do not know what the fuck is going to happen if you try to absorb this energy, but you sure fucking can. Because
I have 6 HP. Like,
yeah, go for it. I mean,
you're now no longer sane because your god kinda he has passed out. He is
technically
dead. Which does not actually contradict, you know, the fire boy, because the fire boy has no dice. So we don't have blood house. When that bitch dies, you're no longer scene.
Okay, I'm just gonna try.
Okay. Paco, give me fucking luck check.
I'm dead.
Girl luck.
5.
5.
Well, maybe I can try again.
5 is a 5.
Maybe
you
I can try again.
Do you have advantage?
I don't have advantage, but you know, the scale goes higher.
Sorry, Paco, that's only one time.
Fuck, doesn't work.
So you try to absorb all this energy around you, and it goes a little, you know, you start filling in, but you almost suddenly reach your cap at one certain level, which is basically only what you have now. So you get all these powers, but there's this shit ton of energy still around you, and as you're absorbing it, you hit your cap, so you cannot absorb anymore, and that shit unfortunately disappears. So you got rid of your sane mode, but now you have regained it back again. It's just as powerful. It's no longer saint mode, it's just your power.
So you're technically saint mode all the time.
That's right.
I mean, you can use it for longer, but no, you're not always OP.
Okay.
Okay.
Fuck, man. You recoup.
Let's check on Sven and Pippi and your fire saint buddy.
And I'm gonna just take my 2 potions. No, actually. Yeah, 2 potions.
But before you do that, though, Andrum... not Andrum. Andrum, I'm sorry. Sorry that I spooked you. Andrew drops you. He flies with his own wings. He just flies by. Tells you where the next god is. The next god, he tells you, hey, yo, guess who's that way? The dollar fucker is that way. You gotta kill them both. Just so you remember, you know. Here's the shit for you. I'm gonna go kill some god children now. Bye bye. So he drops you these 3 potions that are basically full rest, which means that you regain everything.
Okay.
So your advantages, your saint modes, but you only have 3 of the potions. You can drink 2 of them now, you drink only 1, you decide.
Or we can just rest a little bit.
Yeah, but we're not going to have our like smite or fears or whatever.
Okay, let's drink 2 of them and leave the last one.
Yeah, you can, yeah, sure. You just fully heal up, Penny, and Eldon gonna hit them potions. What was that shit, brother? Goddamn, bro, fuck. 28 and
28.
Okay, so they're basically all healed up.
Okay.
Penny and Eldon. And now that shit is done.
That
you
shit is
fly it. Off to the next god, who is Kesu or the mighty
Sorton.
Other fucker, yeah. Which Kesu is like the big power boy. Let's just remember that.
Let's go for Sorton because.
Okay, D100. Below 50, Kesu.
Okay, are you sure?
For 142! Hey, let's go for it! Sorton, yes, I'm sure!
Wait, I wanna say that.
No.
Oh shit, you made it on 40.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Well, wait. Actually, if we look at legit, it's 93 first die, so
yeah.
Fuck
okay.
You.
Okay, I guess. So you're going towards Sarton, maybe?
Yeah.
Sarton.
Sarton.
That's right, Sarton.
I mean,
course.
You're the fucker that came up with the name.
I wouldn't know that.
That's not me, sir. Thank you very much. until you fly off towards him, and you arrive at this what looks like a field made from clouds, and at some point it actually forms into a real life grass and real life roots of these big ass roots and these huge two trees. In the middle of the trees there's this mountain, and the mountain has one huge gate in it, which gate is now open, and you see this army getting out of the gate. Army made from what looks like fairies.
Yeah, I remember fairies.
Some oh, yeah. Giant. These fairies are fucking buff. These fairies are kind of more of a special, you might call it.
Oh, right.
So they fly off there, and you presumably they're going down into the huge battle that's going on all around the world. But you do not care for that shit, and you go straight for the open gate, I would imagine.
Yeah, the world is ending. Why the fuck should we care?
You get in that bitch, and what do you see? There's this huge fucking cave, in the middle of it, one huge ass throne made out of stone and roots, and on that very throne, is Sarton sitting, waiting patiently. Not only is Sarton there, but Sarton, and you see in front of him, there's this huge guy with a hammer, a huge guy. The same guy, aka Grok.
Grok,
yeah. Grok is that one guy that gangbanged you while you were in that swamp.
Oh no, that guy.
That made
that
you
guy.
The huge fucking moon in your chest, if you imagine that, where you almost died.
Yeah,
for a couple of days.
Yeah, I remember that.
So he's there, and that's apparently his god. What a coincidence.
It's a fucking coincidence. He pulled it out of his ass again.
Yeah, totally.
He stomps his hammer, and Sarton goes, "Come, don't worry, child. I'm gonna be here, and I'm gonna be fighting with you, buddy. We're gonna take these intruders together. We ain't gonna fuck him up." And Grog goes,
"Fuck you, buddy.
But of course, master, you shut your mouth.
Fuck you,
fucking peasant.
Fuck you.
We're gonna fight now. I mean, next episode, but still now. I mean,
yeah, we get it.
Two weeks into the future, still now." Oh shit, Buckos, that's you fucking retard. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm controlling this.
control over the mind and the body.
18 that's Twitter and Instagram. Thank you for listening.
Don't go to Instagram, you won't find shit.
Thank you for listening, this disaster. I hope you had fun. The next episode is gonna be not the last one, but the semi last one.
Yeah, second to last one. Yeah.
Second to last. Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck man.
We're near the end.
We're in the
end. We almost died of your god. So fuck us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. I couldn't agree more.
And fuck you too.